This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right. And as we come to the end of this week, let's begin this day totally listening to God. Not just tuned in to this radio spot, not just saying, I wonder what he's going to say today, but rather saying, God, what do you want to say to my heart today from your word, the Bible? Well, one thing's for sure, God does want to speak into your life. He does want to lead you. He does want to totally be involved in your life. And as he speaks to you and you have an open heart and are responsive to him, and he sees you responding to what he is saying to you, then he empowers you to honor your choice to obey him. And he works through you and in you to change your life, and to grow you, and to enable you to accomplish his purpose for you. Well, are you listening to God? We're talking about active listening this week. And I want us to just remember today who it is that we are listening to. Let me just read to you from Philippians chapter 2, talking about Jesus Christ. And it says, therefore also God the Father, remember, God is a Trinity, the Father, the Son, that's Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And it says, therefore also God the Father highly exalted Jesus after he had finished his work on earth and returned to heaven. God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Well, there will come a day when God brings this world to an end, and every eye sees Jesus Christ in his glory as the supreme being, the God of this world. And every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. In Isaiah chapter 66, it says, thus says the Lord, heaven is just my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where then is a house that you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. Just remember when you read the Bible that you do not have the right to sit in judgment of it. It is God's word, and God is the eternal creator of this entire universe, the source of all life, of all existence, of all being. He is the one who will, in the end, wrap up this universe and bring everything and everybody to justice and to account for their lives. God, the supreme being, the center of everything, has communicated to us in the Bible, and his Holy Spirit takes the words of the Bible and speaks them into your own heart and life, letting you know what God is saying to you personally. So when you listen to God, when you have your daily quiet time, when you open up the Bible, when you say, Lord, speak to me, then be sure that you listen reverently, that you listen with a sense of awe as to who it is you are speaking with. Not fear in the sense that you think he might squash you at any time, but a confidence that says, I have a relationship with God because Jesus died on the cross for me to forgive my sins. I am now a child of God. He loves me, but I will never forget that he is God, and he has the right for me to follow him and organize my whole life around his will for me. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.